Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Guess what you need in order to incorporate a passion? Meditation. That's right. An athlete, Marilyn Woe, is here not only to give you instruction, but to give you permission. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page. Because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. So you know what that means. That means that we are going to be taught a lesson. This lesson is going to help us discover or rediscover a passion and incorporate it into our lives. It's a skill that can help us do that better. So you've met her before, but we have her again today, Marilyn Woe, and she is going to be teaching us about meditation. Marilyn was part of the canoe polo team that was ranked 12th in the world and 2nd in Asia. She is from Singapore, and she is a hardcore athlete. So Marilyn, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lynette. Thank you for having me here.
Now, you know, we start the show with a quote, and you're going to be focused on meditation today, which we all need. So can you share that quote with us?
Okay, yes. The quote is, "Meditation brings wisdom. Lack of meditation leaves ignorance. Know well what leads you forward and what holds you back, and choose the path that leads to wisdom." This quote is by Buddha.
That is a very serious quote, and it makes me feel like I better get to meditating ASAP.
Yes, you should.
So can you introduce what meditation is before we get started?
To me, I think meditation is stillness. Basically, that's it. It's really like mindfulness where you really get within rather than restricting anything that comes to you or suppressing any feelings or feeling anxious about something right at the moment and react. So you just get still, look within, understand your body, just be mindful of yourself and self-aware. Yeah, that's meditation to me.
Okay, and why do you think this skill is important?
I think it comes from when I was an athlete, and what I realized from a number of athletes when I coached them and when I was an athlete myself, we didn't really have a clear sense of purpose or how we understand how we see ourselves to create what we want out of reality. I mean, we just think of, okay, oh, winning is the thing. Everybody says, oh, you need to win. When after your competition, you know, people will ask you, so did you win a medal? You know, it's all about that. And that's why we don't see within ourselves. Then we tell ourselves that we are not good and we are not good compared to others. So we are bad, you know, and that really makes us feel there's something wrong with us. So without this sense of purpose, we won't be able to direct ourselves in the right way. I mean, how do we even reach the purpose that we want to go? How do we even reach the goals that we want to achieve? So I think meditation comes in to actually allow you to think in the sense that you be mindful of how you are at that moment. Because when you do meditation, you actually do a lot of breathing, proper breathing, rather than short breaths that, you know, I mean, even as an athlete, sometimes I take short breaths because I just get anxious and I just, you know, forget about proper breathing. But in meditation, you are actually practicing that. So if you do that, like maybe 5 to 10 minutes a day, it's actually good enough. The breathing will physiologically help your body and make you more aware, open up your mind and understand your body better. So it's actually pretty much opening up your consciousness, you know, rather than just when maybe somebody attacks you, you just react straight away to the attack. But being after meditation, you'll be more mindful of this. And what you will think of is, okay, that person is attacking me. The next thing that I have to do is probably anticipate the next step. Okay, what will happen if I do this, rather than just react straight away? So you actually respond properly to it rather than, you know, react impulsively. So I think meditation brings in this this benefit to everybody.
Yes, and I think you're right. I think it brings it to everybody, athletes and everybody else. Now, I think athletes are more prone to be in touch with their bodies because their bodies are their tools, you know? Their bodies are their machines. Their bodies are their career, their job. It's everything. And most of us are not as in touch with our bodies as athletes are. And being introspective and taking that time to get in touch with your body, it's great for everybody. And, you know, it's no secret that the vast majority of very successful people credit a lot of their ideas and a lot of their abilities and their strength to meditating. So if I asked you to teach us a lesson today on meditation, what would you give us?
Okay, I'll just give a really simple one because I think there's no need to complicate anything. As we move on to meditation, the first thing that you need to do is to look for a private spot where you know that all is quiet, nobody would be there to disturb you. Just find a spot, find a room. Maybe tell everybody that you'll be meditating and nobody should disturb you for just even 10 minutes. Let's work with 10 minutes first, 10 minutes at a minimum. If you only have 5 minutes, you can start with that and then later move on to 10 minutes. We'll start from 10 minutes. So in this 10 minutes, what you should do is to sit down. You can be cross-legged, it's fine. But for me, I prefer to have a sofa or a chair because I tend to get numb with my feet and all that when I go cross-legged. And if you lie down, you may fall asleep. So try not to go into that. So what I'll do is I'll just sit down on a chair comfortably and lean back, that's fine. And do not close your eyes first. The first thing that you do is, if you want to set a timer, that's fine. Set a timer for 10 minutes and then sit down. Look around you. Just look around the room and just observe for a moment. Keep a soft focus and look around and just see what are the things there. And just be aware that, okay, this is your room and you have everything there. That's fine. And listen to the sounds around you. And after that, you will slowly close your eyes. So once you get your awareness around the room, you slowly close your eyes. And that's when you start to focus on your body. And as you focus on your body, you take deep breaths. And when you take deep breaths, breathe in from not just from your diaphragm, but really deep down from your tummy and breathe out. There's a proper way to breathe here, and it's not just short breaths. Focus on your feet. Slowly move up. Move up to your knees and move up your body to your tummy, your belly, and up to your chest, your neck, your eyes, your head, and then back down again in these steps. So really just scan your body up and down as the time goes. So at this point of time, it's really just stillness, quietness, and just your breath. And that's all you think about. But if there are any thoughts that seep in, it's natural. It's just normal. I mean, you don't have to think to yourself that, oh dear, you know, there's something wrong. No, because what happened before when I really mastered this, I thought that it's hard because my thoughts just come creeping in and because I just couldn't seem to stop it. And then I gave up meditating. And after that, when I came back again and really mastered it, I realized that it's normal. And you just have to tell yourself that, oh, I'm thinking about something. And that's when you become aware again of your own body. And then you get back to scanning your body up and down. So actually, that's about it to when it comes to being stillness at that moment. And then you just scan up and down, scan up and down. And while you're scanning up and down, you can think of why you are doing this. So it's a little bit of visualization here, but not too much. As in, you should keep your mind as quiet as possible in that sense. But you can also tell yourself, okay, I'm doing this because... Yeah, because you have a certain growth that you are reaching out to, and that's why you're doing this. So keep in mind that. And as you go up and scan up and down your body, you can also think of the pains in certain areas of your body. And that's when you are more aware of where is that pain, why is it painful, and why is it stressing you so much. All these will come into your thoughts and your mind, and then just let them go. So this is how you meditate. And within 10 minutes, it's pretty fast actually, 10 minutes. And most people will move on to 20 minutes. So you can just get started with 5 to 10 minutes first and then later move on to 20 minutes every day. For me, I'm doing it twice a day, so you can move on to that as well.
Wow, that's an inspiration. First of all, I would like to tell you that I am seriously more relaxed right now than I was 5 minutes ago, because as you're talking, I just let my body go and I just did exactly what you said to do. And, you know, some people listen to music and some people listen to guided meditations and they're great too. I definitely picked up from those that I need to make sure I breathe loudly so I am distracted by my breath and even sometimes counting. But I like the concept of just scanning your body. I know where I'm tight and I know where, especially from my race this weekend, my shoulder hurts.
Wow. Oh, dear. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not bad, but it's, you know, just a little reminder that I'm not young anymore. So anyway, I think that was really great advice. And I think people are not still enough. I love to be still. And sometimes, you know, even just listening to a song that you really feel, if you can even just give yourself that you can do in the car. But this, for some reason, Marilyn, I see myself wanting to put a chair in my backyard that faces the woods and just relax and do this and feel the breeze.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I'm going to do that today, I think.
Wow, yeah. I think you should. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I need to do for myself today. In our private group, Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, I always post, take care of yourself today. What did you do today to take care of yourself? And the fact that I'm posting that always encourages me to make sure that I take time to do something for myself. So I think today that's exactly what I'm going to do for myself.
Well done, really. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
So do you have any resources that can help people as far as meditation goes, whether it's a book or even sometimes there's great resources online?
When it comes to really meditation and mindfulness, the book by Thich Nhat Hanh is fabulous. I mean, he's the man when it comes to mindfulness. I also really love the website actualize.org, as in actualize.org by Leo Gura. He doesn't like teach meditation as in just meditation, but he talks about personal growth and all that. And I think that is a really good resource for them, for everyone and for your listeners.
Okay, and I will make sure that I include that information in my show notes so they can just click on it and go right to what you just mentioned there. Okay, this part of our show, you know it, envision, explore, execute. How can somebody envision incorporating meditation into their lives?
It hasn't been easy for me. It took a while. My friends were doing it and I just learned from them. And yeah, it's more of that.
You're saying seeing it in your life. Your friends were doing it. And so that made you see yourself being able to do it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And so how can they explore? I know we just gave them some resources. Maybe that's the right direction for them.
If they really just read Thich Nhat Hanh's book on, it's called The Miracle of Mindfulness, An Introduction to the Practice of Meditation, they will not go wrong because there are a lot of resources out there that do not really teach it very well, which is why I didn't really pick that up really well at the start. So it's good to start right. And then it's not too difficult to start, because if not, you know, you may just give up easily. So I think this is really the best book. But to really explore and research those people who do yoga, I think they, you know, going through yoga, they would tend to lead them to doing meditation. I mean, that's for some of my friends. So I guess it's, again, social and relationships, whereby you will just get together and then, yeah, that will lead you towards this, because it improves the lives of others and they just share that with you.
Okay, so explore by reading that book, because it's going to teach you how to do it correctly so that you can do it and stick to it and you see the true meaning in it. And share the experience with a friend, because, you know, when we have accountability partners or even buddies that we do things with, we tend to do things better and more often, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So to execute then.
You know, it's like 5-10 minutes. It's not a lot of time. So you may think that, you know, you can do this later. In the end, you'll never do it. So, you know, maybe when you are scheduling your time or calendarizing, just schedule that in and make it a point where, I mean, you don't even have to put like 10 minutes meditation, maybe just 10 to 15 minutes of doing nothing. And that may get you to the first step of just sitting down, and you won't even really meditate out of intention. Sometimes you can just sit down in stillness and that is already a good start. then slowly you will realize that you enjoy that moment for just that 10 minutes, and it may just get you to towards meditation after some time.
Right, kind of trick yourself into doing it. I'm going to sit still for a little while, for 10, 15 minutes a day. And then you say, well, while I'm sitting here, I might as well scan my body.
Sounds good, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what kind of closing advice can you give everybody?
I feel that we all have this sort of inner struggle and inner obstacles that make it really difficult for us to see ourselves or even believe ourselves, to understand ourselves clearly. And this could be insecurities or critical messages, negative self-talk. It's always there. And it's ready to just flare up and make it difficult for us in reality. It could be something that is buried within us and we just suffer in silence. I mean, sometimes we don't even know it. So I think we shouldn't be too attached to how we are suffering at that point in time, because sometimes we do suffer, but we don't attach ourselves to that and cling to it, because how we really think and how we really feel will lead to our habits and our actions. I mean, if it's all positive, then that's really good. But because if we buried our suffering deep down and not really release it, we will never be able to live our purpose in life. We are into the skill of meditation now. We really need to start this as soon as we can, because everybody has this struggle. So with this meditation, you can actually release this with this kind of activity every day. You don't have to stress yourself or put any pressure to do this, but it's really actually enjoyable. So yeah, I guess it's something that I really encourage.
I like that advice, because I think, like you said, sometimes things are so far under the surface that we don't even recognize what's really going on for us. And so by taking that still time, we could solve our own problems, and it could be positive things that even get better, or it could be things that we didn't realize were underlying that now start to surface for us.
Yeah.
Marilyn, you are already a part of our Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. People can get in touch with you there. What is your other contact information?
For Facebook, it's Marilyn Wo. So it's Marilyn Wowo. And for Twitter, my handler is Marilyn Wo.
Okay, awesome. And people can listen to your podcast, which is Star Player Academy, which is awesome, where you motivate athletes and you're very inspirational there. So I just want to thank you so much for coming on our show and motivating everybody today.
Thank you very much for having me, Lynette. I really enjoyed it.
And so for the go do, what is it we're going to suggest everybody go do?
Go meditate.
That's it. Go meditate, yeah. Everybody. And don't forget, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda. Here is a little bonus footage of the conversation I had with Marilyn directly following this interview. Just because the show ends doesn't mean the motivation does. Okay, so that was awesome. And you know what? Sometimes I think what happens is, like for you, you're so familiar with meditation, you do it twice a day. So for you, you're thinking, well, I'm not sure, or this is what I was feeling you were thinking, I'm not sure if I'm giving valuable information here. But for people who don't meditate, and for people who have not meditated, or for people who just want maybe what you're saying is a little different than what they've been doing, you know, there is a lot of value there. And for a lot of people, you just gave them permission to meditate.
Wow. That's really powerful. That's nice. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.